and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned in to the broadcast again this time, and we're picking up our consideration, taking a break from our study in the Gospel of Luke, and considering about issues that are at hand in our community and region. In Auburn, Kentucky, and Adairville, Kentucky, in Logan County, on January 17th, it's going to come up on the ballot. There'll be a special election held as to whether those communities will legalize the sale of alcohol within them. Also in Trenton, Kentucky, in Todd County, on January 24th, will be the same, a special election for the citizenry of that community also to determine whether alcohol will be allowed to be sold there or not. And so we're making an appeal, appeal to the Lord's people, those that claim the name of the Lord. I implore you, consider the use of your time. I say, Brother Jim, it's so hard to get to the polls, and we've got to, I'm busy with the kids, I'm busy with work, I'm busy with this, that, and the other. I tell you what, if there's ever a time in our involvement and the stewardship of our citizenry to get out and vote, this is another one of those times. Get out and go and vote. I don't tell you how to vote, but get out and vote. And vote according to the principle and precept of the Lord. If you claim to be the Lord's child and saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, his gospel, his death, his burial, his resurrection for the salvation of your soul, take some time to stand for the Lord and his word and what he would have us to do in this region and communities to uphold his word and his truth. We have an opportunity as the Lord's people here to shine in a witness for what's right. Oh yeah, that we understand that many of the world won't like it. There'll be efforts by such of the folks of the world to go ahead and pursue these things. But as the Lord's people living in this land and living in this country, living in these regions, we need to go and take a stand for what's right for our Lord. Don't allow unrighteousness and wickedness to prevail when you and I have something that we can do. And so I implore you, if you live in these towns, and that'll be the only ones that can go and vote are the citizenry of these towns. If you claim to be a child of God, get out and vote. Vote according to the way the Lord would have you to vote. We appeal to the leadership of these communities. Don't pursue something that seems to be the quick buck, because I think if we really scrutinize the finances of such, there's so much pain and misery and woe that the sale of these products will bring on that just financially it won't wash. It just will not come up even. We have so many that are incarcerated, and the support of incarcerated inmates in our county system, in our state system, in our federal system. In our country, we've got well over 3 million incarcerated people in our land. And that's just a financial drain, just strictly from the financial standpoint, not to mention other considerations. To the leadership of our communities, don't take the easy buck, because it's not an easy buck. It worsens the situation of our communities. The availability of alcohol that's made more readily available to our citizenry and to our young people is not a help unto them. And then we appeal to those that are not believers. Consider, will this really help our community? Increased convenience to alcoholic products, will it really help? Will it help the baby that needs fed and diapers changed and such as that? Will it really help them? Will it really help children who are in grade school and middle school, high school? Will it really help the children of our land? Will it make us a better place for distilled products, a distillery to to come up in our community, or alcohol sales be allowed at the Quick Mart? Will it really help us? Will it really make us better? I don't believe that anyone honestly could say that it would make us a better community. We need focus by our administration and the people of our community for things that will help the community, industry, services, and write good things that strengthen up our society, not things that tear it down and alter the consciousness of men. And last time we left off with this passage in Proverbs chapter 20, in verse number 1, a hallmark passage regarding what the Lord thinks of the use and abuse of alcoholic products. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. And we see that wherever there's alcohol, and we read in Isaiah chapter 5 in previous broadcasts that, you know, there's always music involved, and, you know, it's just a telling about the bar and the tavern and things that just drag down even more the spirits of men being altered by that. Wine and strong drink mocks a man. It takes us and makes us weak. A man goes from being able to drive his vehicle well, function well at his work, to where he consumes these products and then tries to engage in his work or driving a vehicle and just cannot do it. Understand, people are compromised by these things. They're compromised by them. A man who is maybe even loving of his wife and his children, given to drink and drunkenness, will go and beat that wife and abuse those children. There's no blessing. There's no benefit. And the drink goes on and mocks mankind. How does it mock? It scoffs. It brings man down. It says here that these strong drink is raging. It's loud. There's loudness. And that's happens with many. They get loud. They make a commotion. There's a great clamor. And, this riotous way is not good for us, and it's not good for mankind. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. We have it before us, folks. We have it before us. Will we be deceived? Will we be deceived by the supposed greatness of making alcohol more available in our communities? Will we be deceived by that? Will we be deceived that it'll be a greater financial blessing for our communities? Will we be deceived by that? I pray not, because it won't be a spiritual blessing. It won't be. It will not be a financial blessing. It will not be a social blessing to our communities to have a greater availability of these products. For the people of God, we're admonished, and of course this is church context, here in the book of Ephesians in the New Testament, Paul writing to the church at Ephesus there in Asia Minor, in the western end of Asia Minor, a great place of idolatry, the worship of Diana, and there's much debauchery in the worship of these pagan gods and drunkenness and illicitness and all that. And these people are saved out of these things. They've been changed. They've been touched. And the apostle writes to them, children of God, in this church here at Ephesus, speaking about our walk. And so speaking to the people of God, the children of God that claim the name of the Lord, this is an opportunity for you to walk with your Lord. How would Jesus vote if he would go to the polls in Auburn and Adairville on January 17th? How would Jesus vote regarding this issue in Trenton on January 24th? How would he vote? We pick this up in verse number 6 of Ephesians 5. Well, let's just back this up in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. Don't ever forget what our Lord has done for us. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. So you'll have this, if you are able to vote, you'll have this on how will your vote stand before your Lord. To not vote is to be in agreement with what the initiatives say, but to go and vote against them would be a stand for what the Lord, I believe, we see clearly would want. But fornication and uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. We need to regard the Lord, don't we, as we saw in Isaiah 5. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Those who ongoingly sin in these things are evidently not saved. They just continue on in them. We have been saved from these things as the children of God, and we need to live righteously for our Lord. And so it's not to say that folks can't backslide, but do we willfully backslide? We should not. It goes on in verse number 6, let no man deceive you with vain words. And so we've been talking about the financial pitch that's made regarding this. Don't be deceived with empty words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but are now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the Spirit, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Regarding the fruit of the Spirit, well, how will it be manifested by the people of God? Oh, Brother Jim, I just don't have time to go and vote. Is that what the fruit of the Spirit and the people of the Lord should be? Verse number 10, proving what is acceptable unto our Lord. And that's what we need to show, proving that this is what the Lord would have us. This is what we see in His Word that He would have us to do and pursue. And in our citizenry, the stewardship of our citizenry, the opportunity to go in the boat. What is acceptable unto the Lord? Verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And so this is an opportunity to reprove this in our community. We are not called as the children of God to be mean or to be vicious or malicious in any way, but we're called to stand. And here's an opportunity in Auburn and Adairville on January 17th for there to be a stand by the people of God. In Trenton, in Todd County, on January 24th for the people of God that claim the name of the Lord to stand. And I appeal unto you to stand. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reproving them. Well, see that our time is past for now. May the Lord bless you with the word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.